They might be where you direct your frustration or anger during this housing crisis. But a survey of property managers last year found 23% plan to leave the industry as they become sick of being the meat in the sandwich between renters and owners, landlords. Laura Valenti is the owner of Solutions Property Management. Laura, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Craig.
How do you describe things right now in your industry?
Oh, gosh. Look, it's challenging. It's tough. And don't get me wrong, you know, tenants are doing it really tough. And even half of our team are tenants themselves. So we understand what's happening in the marketplace and we understand the individual stories that are coming out. But to be the people who are tasked with taking care of properties and finding tenants and giving tenants the bad news if they don't get a property or telling tenants that their rent's going up $100 a week, it's a really tough job. And there's some amazing parts of being a property manager and there's equally challenging parts. And at the moment, I think you'll find that there's a lot of mental health issues going on with property managers because we are emotionally involved, even though we shouldn't be, with the people that we're dealing with. And there's a lot of people have left the industry as per that survey.
And you'd hear some desperate stories for people as they try to find a place or they're working out their budget to maybe afford that extra $10 a week, $20 a week. Or we have heard of more incredible rent rises more recently.
Yeah.
Give us a sense of how many applications are you getting for rental properties right now, Laura?
I can only say from, you know, as an average, per property we might get 10 applications straight up, even from people who haven't even looked at the properties yet. And, like, we manage not the centre of Brisbane, we manage sort of in the outer. We're just not used to this kind of interest in every one of our properties. Sometimes we might put a property up and we might get one application and we might one person come through. This is like 2 years ago. And it's just crazy now. We see, you know, 20 groups or 10 groups of people come through to look through each property. And I would say the applications would run into the dozens for each property, at least dozens.
And you said you work in the outer, so you work in North Lakes and Springfield, and the rental situation there in those areas, like other outer metro areas, so you've found such a big increase there, have you?
We have, yeah. So actually our area covers a lot of the outer suburbs and up to Caboolture and down to Logan, Ipswich areas. So there's a lot of interest, it seems to be, everywhere throughout Brisbane, where a couple of years ago there were those really sought-after suburbs, and now there's just interest across the board.
Well, what do you say to people then as a property manager who are out there renting? What hope can you give them?
Yeah. So for people who are looking for properties, to empathise and tell people just to keep on trying. If they have a good rental history, then that's great. But in the history, it'd be a cinch to get a property. Like, you could have a pick of properties. But now even people with really great rental histories, it's like it's not their application. It's just that we've received so many that we have to kind of draw the line somewhere.
So when you're drawing the line, what do you look at? Where do you draw the line?
So it's normally a time thing. It's almost it's like first come, first served, I guess. We look for someone who's able to afford the rent. A good rental history is always really, really great. That's what we look for first, because we need to make sure that the tenant is taking care of the property, will pay their rent, obviously.
Yeah.
So we might draw the line at 10 and then look for ones that kind of sort of spring up at us as a really good application. They've got great rental history. They've been in the same property for 5 years, you know, all that stability, that kind of, it's like a job application, I guess.
Yeah.
And so that always makes a big difference. And so, but we can't just process 20 applications. Like, there's not enough manpower to do that. And even if we did, we might come up with 10 great applications. So who do you choose, you know?
Gosh, it is a hard job. And then it doesn't, I suppose, people looking for a place to rent, they hear that and they go, oh, well, I might be number 50. I'm never going to get there.
Oh, and I get it, and there's no answer. I mean, the answer is we need more supply. There is just not enough properties out there, not enough people investing at the moment.
Laura, thanks for giving us the perspective from your side of the fence. Really appreciate it.
No worries at all. Thanks.
Laura Valenti, the owner of Solutions Property Management. It's interesting just to hear all sides of this from anyone looking for a place right now to those who are managing these properties and being, I think I used that phrase before, the meat in the sandwich between tenants and landlords. It's 10 to 7.